Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. If you're looking to become one of Crop Metcalf's five-star technicians, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. You got a three-man junk show getting you through this Tuesday AM. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow me on Twitter, at CakesFlops. On the Instagram, I'm joined by John Paul Flame. He's sitting in Jason Bishop's seat, and it's really upsetting Matt Valdez.
Well, we've got Frank Caliendo joining us at 8, so I figure I might as well leave the seat there for him.
Very good. And I guess Roger fixed the mic yesterday.
I'll try not to touch it.
So we're up and running, so we're good to go.
Nice.
And Eric Bickle also here.
Good morning.
Hey, question for you guys. Have you guys ever been pepper sprayed?
No.
I mean, that's a weird way to start the show. Have I ever been pepper sprayed?
It's not a weird way to start the show, given the information we learned about the Caps defenseman, Alex Alexiev.
I didn't know he was pepper sprayed.
Arrested Saturday, hit with pepper spray, charged with public intoxication.
Aw, Alex Alexiev, what are you doing, man? This is not your first rodeo.
3:30 a.m. Clarendon Boulevard.
Wasn't it Gilbert Arenas who famously said years ago, nothing good happens like at 2 a.m.
Well,
I don't know the exact time, but he's right. Nothing good happens at 3:30 in the morning.
How hammered are you that you get pepper sprayed?
Well, he heard the pizza was banging.
Because you're amongst a group of hammered people. If you're out that late at night, everybody's hammered. So you're standing out amongst the hammered.
Yeah, but at 3:30, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been out there in quite a while, but I got to imagine a lot of that's died down by 3:30. Yes. Everything's pretty much closed. Maybe the pizza spot is still open, but everything's pretty much closed.
I mean, that's a pizza spot that's dedicated to its hustle.
Apparently, yeah. Clarendon
Boulevard. That's AWOD's old haunt, too.
Yeah,
it's probably
the
same spot.
Yeah. Apparently, got into physical altercation with another man.
Well, I'm going to guess that the other man probably had the wrong end of it if he's tangling with Alex Alexiev, who's a paid NHL defenseman. He's pretty much a badass.
He lost his teeth recently, right?
Yeah, he got like a high stick and he lost three chiclets. They were like, they had to collect them off the ice. I think that was in the Montreal series.
Yeah, I remember that.
Man,
they found
him
like after the game, right?
Yeah. Not a great look. But yeah, pepper spray, I would imagine, I mean, probably hurts intensely. I mean, there's a reason that it's used as like a non-lethal way to try to, you know, corral people who are acting unruly.
I think when it's all said and done, on each of our resumes, I'm going to speak for you.
Thank you.
There's not going to be a pepper spray incident.
I think it's a safe bet.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet, too. I don't think I'm going to get to the point. But I would say the only way I would see it happening is like a public intoxication. Like if I got overserved, I just all of a sudden got unruly, and I didn't want to listen
to
a cop.
You've had those moments. If you're ever going to get pepper sprayed,
it would have happened already.
It would have been at Dewey Beach.
It would have happened at the Starboard.
Yeah, when you threw your Miller Lite bottle against the wall.
Yeah, but luckily we know the proprietor, our friend Monty. Hey, don't throw him out. He's being paid to be here. He's being paid to be a public menace. Cakes, keep it in the cooler.
Yeah, I think your days of being tased or pepper sprayed are probably behind
you,
Cakes.
I guess if I had to choose between pepper spray in the eyeballs or getting tased, I would choose pepper spray.
Tased just seems scarier.
Taser seems scarier because it like can't that like shock your heart and just like
maybe
you could just
stroke,
die.
Maybe you could stroke out.
Yeah,
or something.
I would take a pepper spraying.
But the pepper spray would be incredibly annoying.
So painful.
Painful and annoying. Yeah, I don't think I would enjoy that. What was he charged with?
Public intoxication, all disorderly conduct.
So he'll be able to get off. He'll have one of his silly
ones. Yeah, he's probably back home.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not a great look.
Listen, we've all been there. I've been there. I've gotten the pizza. I know what it's like when you're hammered.
So that's a day after they got bounced way before that. I mean, he's drinking
himself.
His sorrows.
Dude, this guy's all work
out
there.
He's also Russian.
Yeah.
I think those guys don't like to get after it. You know, they like to have a few extra shots of vodka around closing time.
Yeah.
I would think. I would guess. Yeah. I'm just stereotyping vodka, his drink of choice.
Where does he rank amongst the defensemen for them?
Well, he had to fill in because of the injury to Martin Fairvari.
Right.
So they didn't want to play him as much as they did during the playoffs. Their hand was forced.
Right. Right. Well, but again, whatever.
I think he filled in capably.
Yeah. I don't think it's too big a deal.
It's not a huge
deal.
Let's
just make sure the guy doesn't do it again.
Would I rather him be publicly intoxicated than get busted for a Dewey or like an assault charge? Of course. It's just embarrassing for him and the organization.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Brian McClellan and Chris Patrick, they're going to pull him aside. They're going to have a heart to heart and they're going to say, look, let's cut down on the 3 a.m. bar hopping. Probably not the best look for you. And you're getting into trouble while you're doing it.
Right. Maybe he was heading to the practice facility. It's within a mile.
I don't think so.
I'm sure he was headed to.
It's called the off season, buddy.
To MedStar to get some extra laps in on the rink.
Hey, you want to get a skate in, EB?
No, that's probably not the case.
I don't think so. So were the Nats off yesterday? They were off.
Off.
Yeah. Okay.
Play the Braves tonight.
All right. Just want to see if Cruz can build on something. But I think he's hitting like 191.
That's your
closely
guy.
Monitoring.
That
him.
Is your guy.
I'm closely monitoring him, Cakes. And then Drabby's telling me that I haven't had a chance. Drabby, forgive me for looking at the outline. That Mets fans are over Soto. I know we might want to talk about that.
Yeah, I think we're going to get into that
in the next segment. I might see if my
it's all speculation. There's a big article that I read. People, he agreed to be mic'd up by ESPN. Then he changed his mind.
Yeah.
And he had a bad series against the Yankees in the Subway Series. And, of course, he played for the Yankees. And a lot of people are saying they're not seeing the joy in him.
You're going to try to wake up Vinny and Joe to try to get Mets fans' perspective?
You'll laugh. I'm pretty sure Vinny's in Italy. Literally, okay. I'm pretty sure he's in Italy. He just shipped $1,200 in wine and olive oil back to Long Island.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Vin is in Italy still.
I understand the wine part. But, yeah, I mean, don't we have plenty of Italian olive oil available in the United States?
You know me? I'm new to olive oil.
I go to Giant and Costco, and there's olive oil everywhere.
I know. They.
But
they,
I guess if you get it right from the source, maybe it's better.
If you have a refined palate for olive oil, I don't.
I do not either. Are you still doing daily shots of olive oil after
Yeah, for
after
sure,
your
daily.
Meals?
I'm trying to do after every meal, but I'm not home for every meal.
Mm.
It is so easy. I don't know if it does anything, but I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But if you want to get Joe P might be up. Those guys know the Mets better than anybody. I did see that there was a viral clip that they were trying to show that they claimed Judge shunned Soto. Did you see that?
I did not see
They're
that.
They're warming up before the game, like kind of like sprinting and stretching. And Soto was heading in that direction. He was coming from home plate towards like shortstop area.
Yeah.
And Aaron Judge was like in the short center field area, like stretching. And then as Soto approached, Judge just turned around and went the other way. I'm not sure it was as big a shunning as they were making it out to be. They were making it out like Juan was going to approach him, and then Aaron Judge just ignored him.
Right.
By the way, it's not like he was with the Yankees for 5 years. It's like he was some sort of lifetime Yankee.
Yeah.
Guy's already been on 4 teams.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still.
Are the Padres shunning him?
I don't know. I'm still pro Juan Soto. Guys seem to have a great joy for the game. If he's lost that would be sad. But we can get into that. I'll see if my man Joe P's up. You want me to text him? You want me to text him, Drabby?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if he's up. You can give us. Those guys are locked in on Mets and whatever's going on there.
They love them some New
Who's
York
Who's the one
sports?
That had the article that the honeymoon might be over? Is it just one source or is it a bunch?
I've seen it in a couple of places.
Talking about it in New
York. Yeah. It's the big thing in New York.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, if you go to Larry Brown Sports, it's the number one story.
Okay. All right. I'm texting Joe P right now.
I didn't know, going back to Vinny, I didn't know his pockets are so deep that he's shipping like $1,000 worth of wine and olive oil back to Long Island.
I don't know.
Wherever he lives.
He said he got some incredible wine and $1,200. To ship the wine and the olive oil back to the old Long Island.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I tell you, even my kids are starting to lament nothing being on that they're interested in. They're not really interested in the NBA.
Okay.
They love following the Caps.
They're not ready to commit to the W.
You mean WNBA?
Yeah. You haven't caught on to the hip nickname, the W?
The Dub?
Yeah.
I mean, they could maybe get into Caitlin Clark a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
There's something intriguing there. But, man.
I mean, Drab was like, the other day, he's like, you see what these rookies are doing for the Mystics? And I said, No, not yet. Not yet. I'm not. Right. Maybe I'll be desperate and get into it.
Best Mystic start in 15 years.
Yeah, that's solid.
Maybe they do know what they're doing over there.
Yeah, I know you were raking them over the coals last year when they didn't select Angel Reese. You were not too happy.
A lot of it's about putting butts in the seats.
Of course.
And marketing, having people talk about it.
Raising the profile of your franchise, I understand.
They could go 38-0, and maybe no one would notice.
Right.
What was the name of the coach that we interviewed? He was young. His dad was the coach before.
Don't tell me.
See, early morning, mine's not working. I can picture both of them.
I know exactly what he looks like.
They got rid of him.
It cleaned house. His name is escaping me. Now, Drab, I need your help.
Tebow.
Yes, Tebow. The Tebows.
Yeah. The Tebows. Not
the Tebow family.
Not T-E-B-O-W. Yeah. Like T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T. Yes,
like Thibault.
Yes. Yeah, that name was utterly forgettable. Sorry. Couldn't pull it.
Well, that arrow was utterly forgettable, too.
Yeah.
And then what is going on? Did you see that Denzel Washington is like freaking out at a fan on the red carpet? I think it was, is it for the Cannes Film Festival? That. Is that what it's for? Did you see the pictures? Like he's screaming at some guy on the...
Well, they were grabbing him.
Yeah.
Like, but you can't grab a guy. He was being accosted.
Looks like a photographer.
It looked like these French reporters were grabbing his arm.
Trying to get him his attention.
Yeah, and then he yelled at him, and then they grabbed him again.
And he's like laughing,
he must speak to you.
I read that the reporter or whoever, the photographer, was laughing at him.
I don't think they picked up on how Ricky was.
Yeah. You don't like grab another dude.
Right. Especially like it's a social situation, like everybody's supposed to just be chill, like take pictures, do your thing.
Right.
So this is probably way too inside baseball, but maybe you guys could watch it and we could discuss it later. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I guess yesterday afternoon, Kevin did post a clip of him interviewing Tom Cruise for this new movie.
Okay. Yeah.
From like yesterday?
From, I don't know, it was weekend or whatever. I don't think Tom Cruise got sized for Kevin's question.
Oh, really?
Can we play that? Save it. Don't play it yet.
We'll need to do that.
Save it. Save it.
Okay. Might need to see the visual.
It's just my interpretation.
All right. So hold on. So what we're going to do is we're going to tweet the video. By the way, Joe P is up.
All right, cool.
So I don't know when you want to do it. I'll let you deal with it during a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's tweet the video so people can see it, Kevin. So, you know, that people have, if you need to see it, so they can watch it maybe during a commercial break, and then we can discuss. Okay. I want to see it too.
All right, we can do that.
Okay, cool. Coming. So Frank Caliendo is joining us in studio at 8 o'clock. He's going to be at the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday. You can go to DCImprov.com for all of your ticket information. When we come back, we'll get more into the Juan Soto deal in New York. We'll get a boots on the ground report from Joe P.
Joe P's up.
About the growing disdain for Mets fans. And I guess Juan Soto's not really feeling it being with the Mets after signing a 15-year deal. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.